who was an avid swimmer. The apocrypha story goes that she could swim before she could walk. I know that's not possible, but she made all six of us take swimming lessons until we had all passed senior life saving and actually were certified to be lifeguards. Swimming was a very important part of my life growing up. Swimming is a very important part of my life at this stage of my life. But I don't like the ocean, and I know all of you Easterners just passionately love the ocean. I don't enjoy the ocean. I don't enjoy swimming in it. I like being in a pool or in fresh water. But I like to listen to the ocean. I like to watch it and sit by it and enjoy the peace and calm. But swimming, as poor Peter is going to find out, doesn't come naturally to most human beings. We're created to walk upright on this earth, to breathe air rather than water. Doesn't work to swallow water underwater. And even though water is not our natural element, it certainly is critical to our existence. And more than 60% of our human body is water. We can survive without food for about 3 weeks. I could probably manage 6 to 9. But most of us cannot live without water for much more than 2 or 3 days, maybe a week or more. Water is beautiful, powerful, healing, nourishing, dangerous, and essential. And to me, it sounds a little bit like discipleship. That's what we're going to find out in the gospel with dear Peter. But from the moment you and I are baptized, it's discipleship game on for each one of us. Even if we don't fully realize what that means, or if we're too young to grasp the implications of what's been done to us, yet, as I have said so many times in my sermons in the short time I've been with you, we walk wet through life, and we wade in the waters of our baptism every single day of our life. We die daily to sin, and we rise fresh and new the next day to a round of new life, new possibilities. Our baptism changes things. That means we need tools and equipping to see us through. We need faith. We need the counterbalance of doubt. And wow, do we need swimming lessons. Like Peter, we need to know that we can still call out to our Lord and we can depend on him. It seems as if Peter went, well, a little overboard in his need for confirmation of Jesus' identity, but hey, a disciple needs what a disciple needs in this life's work of following Jesus. We don't know what was driving Peter when he stepped out of that boat to try his hand at walking on water. I always tease that I could walk from New Jersey into Philadelphia because the water is kind of polluted and I could just walk on top of the water, but I am joking. I cannot walk across the river. Maybe Peter felt like he needed to set an example for his terrified companions. Maybe he was trying to prove his devotion. Maybe he just needed Jesus now. Whatever the reason, his mistake was not keeping his focus on Jesus. Peter let the storm raging about him and around him break his concentration. And what happened? Fear flooded in as the waters closed around him. Maybe you felt a little bit like Peter in recent weeks. There's so much going on in our world, the pandemic, economic uncertainty, issues of justice and change bubbling up in all kinds of protests all across our country. Family situations, the waves can seem pretty high and our boats pretty small. So, how do we preach to one another? Because truly, we do. How do we teach across a divide that's so loud and so entrenched in our world? How do you and I proclaim the radical good news of Jesus without being political? Because you see, Jesus was very political, and it got him killed. You might feel some days like you're hanging on for dear life in that little boat of yours, but now is definitely the time for each one of us to refresh our swimming skills. Brothers and sisters, we are in some deep and churning cultural waters. There's no question about it. And we're being asked to trouble those waters in a good way, as the late Representative John Lewis reminded all of us in his final essay, to get into good trouble. Yes, we all need to hone our discipleship skills, but we also need to find prayer and meditation practices that will draw us deeper into the heart of God, where there is no danger of drowning there, just the reality of being deeply loved and deeply treasured. And we need to be honest about our doubt, not processing his doubt got Peter into big trouble. Jesus isn't afraid of our doubts. It's actually the flip side of faith. We heard a sermon about that the Sunday after Easter, if you can remember, the doubting dozen. But Jesus also expects us to work on our doubt, to test it, to try it, and to listen intently for divine guidance. The psalm was all about listening, wondering how to hone your swimming skills in this particular cultural quagmire that we're in. Well, I guess we could take a cue from that Nike slogan and just do it. Like Peter, you and I must swim as Christians, entering fully into the chaos and beauty and brokenness of our world. We must keep our eyes upon the Christ and trust the wisdom and accompaniment of the Holy Spirit. My home pastor, Pastor Alvin Schiffer, whom I really loved, he preached at my ordination so many, many years ago. I remember talking with Pastor Schiffer one day after a particular sermon that he preached, and I knew that something was going on in his life, and I said, "You know, Pastor Schiffer, it sounds like you're preaching to yourself today." And he said to me words that I never forgot. He said, "Peggy, I am always preaching to myself." We must keep our eyes on Jesus and trust the wisdom and accompaniment of the Holy Spirit. As Paul reminds us, the scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, there's some other verses in that text, and this is where you and I come in. Those beautiful feet. I'll never forget a friend's installation sermon where the preacher talked about beautiful feet, and the pastor got down on the floor and took off his shoes and showed off his beautiful feet to the congregation. They weren't so beautiful, I guarantee you. Paddle with those beautiful feet, though, my friends. Dive deeply into your baptism and rise again and hear the good news and share the good news and love that sustains this very weary world. Preach it to your friends, preach it to your families, preach it to your pastor, preach it to your neighbors. Teach it, teach it, live it, walk wet, and keep swimming. For God is with each one of us and will never let us drown. Amen. Thank you. confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit. We pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for those convalescing, those homebound and all affected by isolation, for our first responders, our military members and their families, for doctors, nurses, medical technicians, all essential workers, and those who are working tirelessly, serving their neighbors and keeping us safe. We pray in particular for Stephen ministers and their care receivers, for Denise Logan, for Oliver, for Pastor Dick Herman, and others we name before you silently in our hearts or out loud on our lips. Bring healing and relief to all and give us hope in the promise of new internal life where pain and suffering will be no more.
Our response today is, hear our prayer. For your whole church throughout the world, give courage in the midst of storms so that we see and hear Jesus calling. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. May we follow Christ wherever he leads. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the well-being of your creation, protect waterways, forests, lands, and wildlife from exploitation and abuse. Help the human family endeavor to sustain and be sustained by the resources of your hand. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the nations and their leaders, in you, steadfast love and faithfulness meet, and righteousness and peace kiss. May nations in conflict know the peace that is the fruit of justice, and the justice that is the path to peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those in need, everyone who calls upon your name will be saved. Accompany all who are lonely. Hear the voices of those who cry out in anguish and support those who are frustrated in their search for an affordable place to live. We pray for those suffering this day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For our congregation, you have gathered us here today as your people, and we thank you for this gift. We pray for those who are new to this community, especially Pastor Eric and his family, for students and teachers preparing for a new school year, and for those struggling with unexpected hardship. Supply us generously with your grace and our life together. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks, O God, for the saints of the whole church from all times and places, and for the saints in our lives and in our community whom you have gathered to yourself, especially Mildred. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now, are we ready? You got those cell phones ready? The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you. That's peace, Peggy.
Peace, Bill.
Peace, Karen.
Peace, Karen.
Peace, Matt.
And now let us pray the words our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now we pause to remember and pray for those students attending college. Pastor and I will read their names by graduating class And also, please note, for the parents of the recent high school graduates headed for college, I'll be sending you this wonderful prayer resource booklet entitled Distances, Discoveries, and Homecomings, which you may find helpful as your child begins this new segment of life's journey. Now, believe it or not, the class of 2020 still has some graduates. Two students are going to graduate in December of 2020, Lindsay Barger from Penn State University and Carolyn Scheip from Montclair State University.
The class of 2021, Courtney Aguirre, Rowan University, Molly Baker, Rowan College at Burlington County, Julie Every Clayton, Rider University, Alexander Gear, Virginia Tech, Holly Kiefer, University of Maryland, Kylie Miller, LaSalle University, Matt Miller, St. Joseph's University, Carla Peterson, Goucher College, Maryland, Caden Potier, Rowan College at Burlington County, and Tor Thomas, Rowan College at Burlington County.
In the class of 2022, Alyssa Cherubino, Monmouth University, Ella Peterson, Amherst University, Audrey Reppert, Stockton University, Giovanni Sara, Rowan University.
Class of 2023, Jeffrey Blandford, Rowan College at Burlington County, Annie Booser, Rutgers University, Matthew Gron, Bentley University, Carolyn Milstead, Bucknell University, Julie Niederweiss. Thank you. University of South Carolina. We work together on this. Chris Williams, Rowan College at Burlington County.
And the class of 2024, Juliana Abruzzi, Alexis Aguiar, Lindsay Every Clayton, Emily Jellison, Griffin Kiefer, Brendan McDevitt, Sydney Randolph, Audrey Rauscher, and Olivia Schwartz. All these are in your messenger, the most recent messenger, if you want to check them out.
So I have a little bit of a blessing for you as you head back to college or stay at home for college this year. It's certainly going to be a very different year, but I pray that it'll be a very productive year for you. And so here is the little bit of a benediction. It's actually a Franciscan benediction. May God bless you with anger at injustice and oppression and exploitation of people so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. And may God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in the world so that you can do what others claim cannot be done to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor. Amen. And now, live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in Him, and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.